This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is new, and California has other worries to consider now. It's about flooding in some of the desert communities. Wow, they just can't get a break. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, as we weather the storms that emanate out of Washington, D.C., and what does it mean to you and me? Because I always say this show is about what's happening in your backyard and mine and what the fallout is affects us, because what does it do to the presidency? What does it do to the upcoming election when you talk about impeachment? What are we going to see come out of these very public hearings? Anything that's going to just rock our world or infuriate us, or how does it all go down? So how about the soap opera details? How about that? How about I give you the shortcut on the day? I had a conversation today with somebody in Washington about this. There's a guy named Lev Parnas. He's an associate of the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. And to me, Rudy Giuliani is the one who's gotten the president in the soup, so to speak. But he's reversed what initially was said, and he says he's going to cooperate with the subpoena issued in this impeachment inquiry. So initially he wasn't going to do that. Now he has an attorney, Joseph Bondi, one of Parnas's new attorneys. And he apparently sent the people on the Hill, the lawmakers, a letter last week saying that Parnas is now prepared to answer questions and produce documentation for that inquiry. He was born in the Ukraine, and Igor Fruman, a fellow Giuliani associate, helped the Parnas and Igor Fruman. Those were the two thug-looking guys, they were, that they stopped from getting out of the United States. So they're the two that helped Giuliani, allegedly, get this information about the family of Joe Biden, the former VP, who is, of course, one of the challengers in the 2020 presidential race. And this is where the trip up is. The trip up is with Giuliani and these two guys that were stopped weeks ago before they got out of the United States. They are key figures, really, in these proceedings. And, of course, the president is right in the middle of this on this alleged effort to freeze military funding. That's the part of it that is tricky. Did he really say freeze money? We're not giving it to you, Ukraine, unless you investigate Joe Biden and his son, Hunter. And that's what the heart of all of this is. We know that by now, and that tricky phone call back in July. How much is hearsay? How much is, you know, hardcore evidence? Well, one of them saying, I have documentation. What is that documentation going to show? I mean, that's it, really. In the meantime, for the president, while he had a few things to say on Twitter about the proceedings and Nancy Pelosi in the last couple of days, etc., one of the things that was kind of a break in the action was some levity with a few of the players from the Nationals, most of the players from the Nationals, going to the White House to celebrate their big win. There were a couple that objected, and didn't go, but there were plenty that did go, and one of the players, and actually a couple of the players had the idea, they wore the red hat, Make America Great Again, kind of as a chuckle, as a light moment, if you will. That was the whole idea behind it. So this time around, there wasn't any controversy over how many people are protesting and not enough people are going to go to the White House or any of that kind of thing. It was just, again, one of those brief moments where the Nationals finally win a championship. They have their big parade over the weekend on Saturday. Crazy amounts of people come out. And then they do accept most of the players the invitation to go to the White House. Now, I got to tip my cap to the FBI because this story broke wide. I had heard a rumor from the Pentagon that something was going on with this, but they had gotten wind of what had happened with the FBI. But the FBI stopped a Colorado man from blowing up. He was plotting to blow up a synagogue in Pueblo, Colorado. And, of course, they had given him dynamite, etc., that was not going to work, but looked beautiful, and he thought it looked beautiful, and he was going to go forward with his plan, but they had already found a way to infiltrate what could have been a heinous, outrageous act, but it didn't happen because there were enough tip-offs about this alleged bomber that they were able to make something stick, and they were able to get him in a sting, which is a very, very good thing. Because you know what? We don't hear about that enough. And trust me, there is plenty of that going on. So only occasionally we get to hear about, oh, that's right, that was stopped. Thanks to the FBI or the CIA or the work of a couple of different organizations tipping off the other one. So I think that's good news. We don't hear it enough. You know, when we ask that broad question of, do you feel safe? What about homegrown terrorists? What about other terrorism acts? How do you feel? Well, this was a 27-year-old who was all about white supremacy, and he had that ideology down all over online. Richard Holzer was his name. He had a knife and a mask. He went to a motel room. He was looking at pipe bombs that were prepared by those undercover agents, like I said, that looked beautiful, looked like they were going to work, but that was the setup. And then, of course, he was arrested. He's going to do some serious time, probably at least 20 years. He's charged with attempting to obstruct the free exercise of religious beliefs with the attempt to use explosives. That's a hate crime. And in court documents, they called him a domestic terrorist, described his alleged anti-Semitic ideology and desires for a racial holy war. So they nailed this guy. And it's always interesting if, you know, you get these high-profile attacks, and how come some are stopped, others aren't? Well, the answer is, elusive is the person. But this was a tip-off. There was a tip in late September regarding some comments he made concerning a possible threat to the community. And so they started to look at him, and they looked at neighborhoods and got more information. So the good news is they were able to stop anything from happening at the synagogue that did, by the way, have security guards. But when you think about the past few years, there still are ways to get through those areas, even if they're, no matter what the posts are. And this temple is 119 years old. In fact, I looked it up, and I'm sure it's widely reported. It's on the National Register of Historic Places. So how about that? Good job on all ends, all the way around. All right, we've just kicked things off. We're in the first quarter, so to speak. I'll meet you in the second one on the flip side.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
Yes. I know that feeling. We are into the mailbag, and boy, we've gotten some interesting emails. And as usual, this is a mixed bag audience. Get it? And I love that. So plenty of people who label themselves as conservative, plenty of people who say they used to be Republicans, now they're Democrats, or people who say, I don't like labels, whatever it is, it's fine. It's about the conversation, and for some reason, and I like it, this audience is all about flipping me the emails. So if you want to flip me an email, you can do that easy. Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and boom, just like that, you are in. Get it? So in, just like that. So this is what Hank says, and lately we've gotten a few interesting emails from Hank, and he listens to us on KVOI. He was sure to tell us that the first time around in Tucson. He's heard me talk about spending time in Arizona, liking it, spending time in Tucson and Phoenix and all over the place, out in the desert, etc. And so he says, Kate, I love it when you say the thing about what washes out of Washington washes on to the rest of us. And I agree with this whole impeachment thing because I want to see what the evidence is. If it's really super, super hardcore evidence, we know it's not massively criminal, right? Or are we assuming there could be something criminal? Or is this going to be, okay, impeachment, but then the Senate doesn't vote for that, and it's just a tag that is out there, although I can only imagine how much that would bug a guy like Donald Trump as the president. Just ask Bill Clinton how he felt, but I can't imagine there's something that's busting at the seams, or wouldn't we have already had the president be taken down? Well, I don't know about that. The reason that's so crazy in trying to figure out this jigsaw puzzle is because my initial instincts are exactly like yours, that, listen, if this was I mean, with Nixon, right, you knew. It was the Watergate break-in. They had the tapes, all that stuff. But people forget, he wasn't impeached. He resigned. That was it. Boom. Done. That's a whole different thing. In this case, it's like this elusive, okay, here's the phone call, and what was said in the phone call, what are the specifics, flat out, do you have that, do we have that, do we know? And we know that's what we're hearing, but now, with these live proceedings, what are we going to get coming out of that? As I just talked about, and you might not have heard it, but the fact that you have the two thuggy-looking guys, which they were, who were associated with Rudy Giuliani, this Lev Parnas, that's the thing that could be worrisome, I think, certainly for Rudy Giuliani. But my feeling is that other people around go down. That's what I think. But again, this is all about lawyering, and it's all about appearance and then interpretation and actually, oh yeah, that thing called, is there hardcore evidence of what we're trying to do, what the Hill is trying to do, the Democrats, because you don't really have the cooperation, obviously, of the Republicans, and you definitely don't have the Republicans' cooperation on the Senate side, unless they were presented with something that's just pops your eyeballs out and you can't walk the other way from it. The extreme example is what happened with Richard Nixon. There were plenty of people that didn't want to see him go down, that couldn't believe he got pulled into that jigsaw puzzle of paranoia, not thinking he was going to be reelected or whatever, and having that break-in of Watergate. But that's a break-in. And then, of course, there was direct evidence to that, and so there was no way to fend that off. But there wasn't an impeachment. There was I'm resigning. That's what happened. So there are some new details in the impeachment transcripts, and that's what it's going to be all about. And in fact, I got that from Brad, who says, "Hi, Kate. I am sort of, in the middle with the whole Trump thing. He's done some horrific things that are just boneheaded, and then he's done a few things that I think were smart. This whole thing with the Ukraine just seems so ridiculous, but it seems like a business move more than a political move, and I think that's part of the problem. Politics works differently, the Constitution, etc., and who are the people around you, and that may be the downfall in the end, particularly Rudy Giuliani." Yeah, and the thing that came out of the transcripts from the original depositions that just were released, because, there was all these behind-the-closed-door testimony stuff, so as that soap opera starts to leak out, they had depositions of Marie Yanovich, who's the former U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine, who was basically booted out of that position, and it raised concerns about Rudy Giuliani's shadow foreign policy. Let's put it that way. There was also testimony from Michael McKinley, a former ambassador and another top aide to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who quit his job protesting when Pompeo and others didn't stand up for the former U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine, Marie Yanovich. And she told the investigators, the impeachment investigators, that a Ukrainian official warned her to watch her back because Rudy Giuliani and his associates, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, were there basically to play gotcha with her. And she said she felt very threatened by that. But you go back again to, okay, what does she know? What happened? She didn't get the support when she asked for support. She apparently got under Giuliani's skin because she blocked a visa and for somebody else. And so there's more to that story than meets the eye of, oh, okay, so what happened there? And, Mike Pompeo is saying he doesn't know half of what is being talked about. So we go back to the jigsaw puzzle again, and what comes out? Now we're getting all this all the depositions, but what comes out in these open hearings. I got this one from Anthony, and Anthony from Connecticut, listening to us in Connecticut, says, hi, Kate. I know I've been paying attention to your Nail the Score. I'm going to participate in it. And I think it's funny. I love how you compare it to bingo. Have you ever been to bingo? Yes, I have, once in my life, long, long time ago with my grandmother, and I just wanted to win. But I didn't have any winning cards. I remember that part. And I remember getting messy from the stamps. When you had to stamp the cards, and she had a bag full of the ink stuff that you had to stamp the cards with. That's kind of a non sequitur question, I guess, but there you go. Okay, here's one from Jake who says, Kate, you need to check out Popeye's Chicken. I heard you talking about it with Mr. Kate Delaney, and you need to go. It's worth it. You need to go and taste one, because I think it's better than Chick-fil-A. And whether it was a bunch of hype or not, I don't know. There's something about their spicy chicken and the way it tastes. If you're a chicken fan, bok bok, then you, and that's what he wrote, then you will like this Sammy. Oh, fast food. I have broken up with fast food, though. That's the thing, Jake. Fast food is so tempting, isn't it? Because what happens? You're buried in work, and of course, it lives up to its billing. Fast food. I'm starving. Just go grab some fast food. So I'm kind of off of that. I like to cook, and I'm trying to figure out ways where I can just cook better stuff. Although I will say, I did go somewhere for a great steak the other day, but I had vegetables with the steak, right? The bread thing is always so tough. But I promise you, at some point, I will taste that chicken sandwich, because everybody has me curious. I did, by the way, taste the Impossible, that Impossible Whopper. And it was good. I don't know, in a taste test, if you gave me both and they were unmarked, they weren't wrapped up, or they were wrapped up in different wrappers, I don't know if I'd be able to tell the difference. I'm not sure. But it tasted good. I didn't expect that. I had something in my mind of what it was going to taste like. And maybe that's why the Impossible name is good, because it doesn't taste like a plant. It doesn't taste like a plant burger. I don't know how that is. Because how that goes. If you ever get them when you're out, sometimes those patties aren't very good. But this one, it does. It tastes like a burger, I guess. A Whopper tastes like a Whopper. But I would love to do the blind taste test sometime to see if I could really, really tell the difference. Right? Then that would be a better way. All right, coming up, our new feature, Her Story. This time it's a woman named Oprah. See you in a few.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Something new at President Trump's rally in Lexington, Kentucky. Behind him, supporters of the president wearing red and white t-shirts that say, "Read the transcript." This refers to the president's conversation with the president of Ukraine back in July, which touches off the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. The president at the rally,
Mr. Biden, it's totally unsubstantiated. He is on tape doing a real quick quid pro quo. Sir, it's totally unsubstantiated, sir.
I've never seen anything like it. Could you imagine if I did what he did?
Could you imagine if Don Jr. or Eric Trump walked out of China while I was, let's say, vice president or president?
Let's say they walked out of China with $1.5 billion. Do you think the press would be saying, well, it's unsubstantiated?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
To a teenage single mother, she went on to be called by many the most influential woman in the world. I'm Kate Delaney, and this is her story.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Say the name Oprah and everyone knows who you're talking about. Her talk show ran in syndication starting in 1986 for 25 years. She was one of the highest rated shows of its kind. In 2008, she formed her own television network, the Oprah Winfrey Network. But this billionaire is not only a host, actress, and author, she's known for having a huge heart, donating and involved in many causes, even creating a leadership academy for girls in Africa. She makes too many influential lists to name. Her net worth, according to Forbes, is $2.7 billion. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story.
To Nathan Reeder for that, for great job putting all that together. But moving forward, we're going to do those every day. And coming up soon, you'll be able to ask, your Amazon device, hey, play Kate Delaney's Her Story, and that will also pop up there too as well. There's all these untold stories and details about some pretty successful women in history. Oprah, obviously, is pretty well known, but sometimes people don't really know what her beginnings were like. But there's other women who invented all kinds of things that you've never heard of, so it's going to be a lot of fun to go through and do this. So you can look forward to that in the days and months to come. So how about that? All right, there's other odds and ends. In other words, things that have happened during the day and during the last couple of days that you might not be aware of because our focus is so much on what I call the toppers, and that means what everybody's talking about, impeachment, if it's coming from Washington, or maybe the Nationals and their big parade if you're a huge baseball fan or you're just aware of it, let's put it that way. Or the California wildfires, which the California wildfires are horrific, and now many of them are getting put out, and the whole thing is to not see them bubble up someplace else. And then, moving forward, what happens in California that's going to be different? And the answer to that riddle is, I lived in California about 20 years ago, and nothing, there was wildfires then. They just weren't as bad, and brush was cleared more, because I remember living on the Central Coast, and they cleared the brush, and that's part of the problem, that they're not clearing the brush, but the retort for that is, we don't have the money. So you have the president threatening money for California forest fires that didn't happen. He's saying that he weighed in on Sunday on Twitter with a critique of Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, that infuriated Gavin Newsom. And he said, look, he's done a terrible job of forest management. I told him from the first day we met he must clean his forest floors, regardless of what his bosses, the environmentalists, demand of him. Must also do burns and cut fire stoppers every year as the fires rage and California burns. It's the same thing. And then they come to the federal government for money and for help. No more. Get your act together, governor. And so Newsom shot back, tweeted back at him and said, you don't believe in climate change. You're excused from this conversation. And he said, we're successfully waging war against thousands of fires started across the state in the last few weeks due to extreme weather created by climate change, while Trump is conducting a full-on assault against the antidotes. The reality is that California has increased a lot of the fire prevention investment tools and management that they need, the projects. But some of the money has been slashed by the federal government for some of those projects. And, of course, the fires, if we were to look at them, because there's so many, what were the most destructive ones? Well, the one that broke out on the west side of L.A. over the 405 freeway near the Getty Center burned a bunch of homes in Brentwood. That was a bad one. The Easy Fire almost burned down the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. That happened in a suburban area. And the Maria Fire burned on a mountain where there was citrus and avocado groves between Santa Paula and Somas. So avocados gone, tons of them, but lots of homes were saved. In Riverside County, the 46 fire happened in a river bed. That was the result of a car crash at the end of a high-speed police pursuit. The fire jumped from the riverbed to a nearby shipping container manufacturer. That was not good. And, you know, I could go on with more lists of fires, but it's bad. I mean, obviously, the thousands of homes that burned in Paradise, killing dozens and dozens of people, that was a vegetation fire, and that became a building-to-building fire when it got into the city. The Woolsey Fire wasn't near any forest. That burned through the hillside, and that was open space in suburbs. Needless to say, there is a problem with clearing brush. There is a problem with batting heads, politically speaking, and the criticisms and the back and forth and the sniping and trash talking doesn't really help the people in California. But we do see that this is something that they contend with every single year. And it has gotten worse and scarier. And the Santa Ana winds, you just know there's no way to know the exact direction because they can change on a dime, and that's part of the problem. So it's not like there's a map that says, oh, okay, here's the fire, and it's going a straight line in this direction. No, that's why it's so tricky, because of the way it can be so deadly and jump in different directions because of those winds, which are very unique to that area. All right, I want to mention some of those, like I said, those pockets of odds and ends that really haven't been talked about because there's so much else going on. I mean, let's face it. And one of the things that is been pretty interesting to watch is what's going on with Uber. Uber lost $1 billion, because so many of you know exactly what Uber is. You've jumped in an Uber, you've jumped in a Lyft, two different companies, but Uber lost more than $1 billion in the third quarter, but they say they've turned things around, including some of the way they're operating, apparently, but their stock lost a lot of money, and they've been struggling to win, you know, over investors because of this history of losses and slow growth. It's interesting because when you're the first person on the block, you come out of the gate and, whoo, it's great. Everybody's happy and, oh my gosh, do you hear this new ride serving, you know, sharing thing? It's crazy, right? You can get a ride from the airport, you can get a ride to the grocery store, you can get a ride from wherever you have to get a ride from, and you have an app on your phone and you just do it that way. But so much got messed up with that company, including the guy who was the face of the company, and his the details of what was happening with him that spread. But that's in the rearview mirror. Now it's just about gaining the popular, I guess, getting the population to shift back to Uber, or taking some of that business back from Lyft, or fending off any new takers, because it's great to be first to market, but then everybody tries to copycat, right? That's exactly what happens. All right, this is pretty interesting too, and this has nothing to do with anything that I've talked about other than, can you explain this? They say a one-ton wizard rock magically returned to an Arizona forest. It's like evaporated into thin air, and now it's back in the area, the national forest where it was stolen. So there, a forest employee who was patrolling the basin where this giant boulder sat found the boulder, just reappeared like a month after it was reported missing. And this is the Prescott National Forest. And just said, look, we're thrilled that the wizard rock is returned. We're grateful whoever took it was conscientious enough to give it back to the public. But it is almost like magic. It's a slab of black rock. And what's cool, because I'm a rock person, it has streaks of white quartz that have a lot of meaning to people who are into geology. And a lot of people drive by, stop, take selfies with it. It's just this giant, stunning kind of chunk of stone, and it weighs the same as a small car. So how do you lift that away and then put it back? And by the way, it's illegal to remove minerals from national forests without a permit. So if they managed to remove it, they would have faced like $5,000 in fines, or even 6 months in jail, or both, or whatever. But the wizard rock was gone. People were upset. And then it reappeared. Now they're considering moving this rock to a more prominent location for more visitors to enjoy. All right, I'll tell you one of my favorite places to go. It's in a neighboring state, the Petrified Forest. If you ever get a chance, go to the Petrified Forest. If you like rocks, you will love it. Promise you. All right, stay with us.
Available commands will be shown on the tabs that comprise the ribbon. You can click the tabs to see the functions available within each group. The address bar shows the current list.
Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Testing, testing, testing. One, two. Think? That's a splash. Yes. You can't turn me off. Daniel, you've got to listen to me now.
Am I?
Here on the show, as we motor through a big week in November. Can you believe it? Somebody sent me something today, and we're so close to the end of the year. Of course we are. I mean, do the math. We're into November. We already just went through Halloween. Thanksgiving is coming up, so we'll have our annual biggest turkeys this year. In the world of politics, sports, entertainment, everyday life, biggest turkeys. I already have a very long list that I started months and months and months ago. So my name's Kate Delaney, and remember, you can always send me your thoughts by going to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and that's how you get in touch with us. So we started off the show talking about this whole impeachment proceedings, the former U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, testifying. She was the target of a secret plot, really, to orchestrate her removal from that spot by the president's personal attorney, that would be Rudy Giuliani, and some Ukrainian officials that were supposedly fostering corruption. And that's her newly released transcript of her testimony that was behind closed doors last week. And now we know that all this moves forward with Lev Parnas, one of the guys that she's speaking of, one of the associates. He's going to comply with the inquiry and says he has documented evidence, whatever that documentation is and whatever that means. That'll come out, I'm sure, in the next couple of weeks. What else is big is what I mentioned, the California fires are starting to be put out, thank goodness. So some of those really scary threats are gone. But last week it was a nightmare for a lot of people who were just trying to get by and survive and find their way back home when they were evacuated, that whole kind of thing. And it was very, very tense for a lot of people. And I got lots of emails because, of course, we have many listeners in California. And I have many friends in California that told me some pretty scary things and sent me photographs. My friend Annie, who's been on this show, Annie Zadarovich, texted me one day. You know how your pals text you photos? Well, it wasn't of kittens or anything fun. It was from her window in Sherman Oaks, off and not too far of a distance, just this giant plume of smoke. It looked like an atom bomb had gone off, just a giant smoke. And she said, you know, I'm getting tired of this, because she had gone through evacuation just 8 months ago. And here we go again, same thing over and over. And she loves California, but same thing over and over and over again. And the people I know do love living there, but they feel like they're so under attack when you get to this whole fire season. And it's very, 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 very tough on very, very tough on the people that live there. And I say this, Mother Nature throws a wicked curveball. And we all live in different parts of the country where different things are happening. I just went through a couple of weeks ago the 9 tornadoes in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That was shocking to so many people. And now they're talking about the aftermath, $2 billion worth of damage. And people who just were unlucky and their business was in the way of a hurricane, I mean, of the hurricane force winds of the tornado, destroying their livelihoods and destroying houses, destroying schools where kids had to be arranged to different schools in a blink of an eye on a sleepy Sunday night where most people were watching their Dallas Cowboys. Poof, in an instant, that's exactly how things changed for them. All right, so what's in a name? You know, branding is big. I talk about branding when I speak. I talk about personal branding because we all, maybe we don't even realize it, but you have a personal brand, believe it or not. Sometimes, especially in the era we live in, we see that some in their early 20s even are making huge money by being influencers because they have a certain kind of brand on an Instagram or other form of social media. You know, there's always this debate about Facebook. Is it evil? Is Zuckerberg evil? What have they done now? Remember the whole political ads and everything else? I have family members that wouldn't go on Facebook if you paid them to go on Facebook. And I was just looking at, because, you know, Zuckerberg just testified and was kind of all over the map. And here a week later, Facebook has a new branding logo that they're going to unleash. And here's what they say. Their new, do you care about Facebook's branding? So their branding is, well, this is what's funny to me. It's just the picture, you're at your computer and there's just block letters, very simple block letters. Like your name is in block letters. And that's the Facebook logo. Like, who do they pay to come up with that? They say it's just about clarity and optimism. And the typography experts say it's about convincing users they can be trusted. So my advice to you is, if you want to be trusted, just do very simple block letters. I mean, just think of blocks, simple block letters, and put it out there and take that Facebook approach, and perhaps people will pay attention to you. The logo is all uppercase letters, and it's just a very shocking redesign. And when I look at it, I don't get optimism. I get simple, I guess. I don't get empathy, and I don't get creating space. But this is what they say it has happened. Presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, has been, of course, a very vocal critic of Facebook's business practices. and was critical of the move. Here's what she said. Facebook can rebrand all they want, but they can't hide the fact that they're too big and powerful. It's time to hashtag break up big tech. Oh, people in Silicon Valley probably do not like that. And it reminded me with this sort of simple change that they say they're making that makes us feel optimistic as to what Google did when they decided they were going to re-rack their brand. I mean, listen, they have scandals chasing them all over the place. Let's face it. One of them, the biggest, is the Cambridge Analytica stuff, the political consultancy that had put out tons of stuff on Facebook, and tens of millions of Facebook users, were their data was accessed before the presidential election back in 2016. And of course, you know, they're being criticized for their advertising policies and not saying that they didn't, you know, realize what's being advertised or whatever. And I guess that's what you do. You just come up with a simple logo and say, we're rebranding. This is what we're doing. I guess the color of the logo can change depending on the context. So sometimes it's a solid fill-in, or sometimes it's gradient or whatever. I mean, listen, what do they say about lipstick on a pig or whatever? I mean, I don't see how it draws attention from all the nonsense that's been going on. Although, bravo for the attempt, because what are you going to do? Somebody in a meeting somewhere, they said, well, time to rebrand. Let's think of what we can do. What could be a fresh look, a fresh way to distance ourselves from some of the crises that we have been in the middle of. And so then that's what you do. So that's my advice to you. Just come up with something simple and optimistic when you have to rebrand yourself. And maybe people will forget something that happened that you wished didn't happen, right? I'm just saying. I'm going to end with this one. You know, we talked about Popeye's chicken, and we talked about the president and the impeachment thing and Rudy Giuliani and everything else in between. But we do this thing on the show where I take you to the movies for a cheap movie review. And there's a lot of big movies that come out during the holidays. And I think there's going to be some really good offerings. I happened to see Motherless Brooklyn. And I have to say bravo to Ed Norton, because he wrote, put this together, the whole thing, really went after this story and chased it down for years. And it was worth it. I don't think it's going to make a gazillion dollars at the box office, but it's a well-told story, and he plays a guy who has Tourette's but super, super smart, and I give it an A++++. That's my 2 cents. Music means I got a ditch. Thanks to all of you for listening. Make it count, everybody.
There was a girl in my town, a big, bad girl with pretty eyes, and a mind like yours, faithful and wise. She was loved by a few, but those that knew kept wise, and those that didn't found out in time.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.